This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. Now, we've been hearing different opinions from different lawmakers over the probability of a farm bill still being done this year. As I talked with Senator Joni Ernst yesterday, she was all but certain there's no way it gets done. We hear from the senator right after this.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soy Checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Learn more at iasoybeans.com.
The Farm Bill has traditionally been one of the most bipartisan pieces of legislation in Congress. However, as the divide between food programs and ag appropriations becomes wider, we're seeing it become more and more of a political weapon. Not necessarily by the members of the Ag Committee in their respective chambers, but more by congressional leadership in both houses. Senator Ernst talks about why she's certain a Farm Bill will not happen this year.
I just don't know that we get this done this year. And I'm really disheartened about that. We've stalled out here in the Senate. And we have a very, very large, very expensive farm bill that's nearly $1.5 trillion. And only about 14% or so of that farm bill is actually farm programs. The rest of it goes to food programs. So what Republicans want to see, they want to see more farm in the farm bill. And we want to make sure that there is oversight of some of those food programs and making sure that taxpayer dollars are actually getting to those families that truly do need that nutrition supplement to their daily lives. But we're just not seeing any give coming from the Democrats right now. And I don't want to see just a partisan bill that's being pushed through the Senate or through the House. We all need to come together on this because typically the farm bill is a very bipartisan exercise. So I'd love to see us come back to the table and work out a deal, but we may not see it. So as you suggested, we might be staring down a one-year extension to the 2018 farm bill just to give us a little more time to work through some of these issues. But keep pushing, folks, and we'll try and stay strong here in Washington, D.C.
If we can find a silver lining in all this, it's the fact that even though there is a partisan battle heating up around the farm bill, there's still enough common sense that an extension of the 2018 farm bill can be done before the end of the year, because not doing one would be disastrous both to food programs and to the agricultural community.
Yeah, I do think there is enough willingness to move forward on a one-year extension. I think it'll be a great disappointment for all of us. And it really sets us back again. Some of these safety net programs, you know, they're based on outdated numbers. But if that's what we end up doing, I guess that's what we end up doing. But again, just disappointed. I would rather be moving forward on a five-year farm bill than doing a one-year extension. But I do think we could get bipartisan support to support an extension.
House Republicans are urging the new speaker to get the ball rolling and get the farm bill completed before the end of the year. Of course, there is still quite a bit of infighting amongst the Republicans, and that's what led to us needing a new speaker in the first place. Also, ag groups like the American Farm Bureau Federation and others are saying it's time Congress just get their job done, because that's what the American people are sending them there for. For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.